Hello, it's the 11th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Roots of Remembrance campaign connects veterans of the armed forces with the importance of the rail system during times of war while honouring both. Regionally, Thameslink and the Veterans Charity have collaborated to send a poppy wreath gifted by RAF Henlow from Bedford Midland Station to a special memorial event in London. Bedford's Thameslink station manager Bernie Lee stated, "The railway played a part in World War I and World War II, moving equipment, rations and troops. During World War I, 20% of rail workers assisting the war effort lost their lives." Noel Hughes, a Thameslink driver and former veteran, stated, "I am proud to be taking our poppy wreath into London today in memory of our fallen heroes." A man found dead on the grounds of Bedford Academy has been described as a male in his 40s. His family have been informed. Police suspect no foul play and classes at the Bedford School have resumed. Cuts to its funding has left Bedford Guildhouse with a £20,000 hole in their budget. An urgent fundraiser to rebalance the books is currently underway. The Harper Street charity provides support for people 50 and over, many of whom reside in one of surrounding Bedford villages. Donations to Guildhouse can be made on their Just Giving page. Michelle Kane, along with daughters Stacey and Jess, have raised £500 for Sue Ryder through their own personal walk to remember. The family is grateful for the care received by Michelle's father and hope to raise more funds in the future. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.